Open early for all your sports discussion needs. Now back to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Welcome back into Bishop and Laurinaitis. We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling System Fan Guest Hotline. Link up with our guy, Bill Bender, covers all things college football for Sporting News. Bill, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Matt. James, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. We are doing just fine. We started the show after we got done talking some Jackets about Luke Fickell staying down there in Cincinnati, telling Sparty, I'm okay. I've got something good cooking up here in the Natty. Your thoughts on how big of a deal this is for that university?
I think it speaks more to Michigan State, the state of that program, than it does Cincinnati, because Fickell's the guy that checked every box. He checked all the same boxes Mark D'Antonio did when he took that job. And I think right now, if we're being openly honest about it, it's safe to say that Cincinnati has a better shot to play in a New Year's Day Six Bowl in the present college football environment than Michigan State does, because Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State are just better programs right now.
Bill, so where do you think Michigan State goes? Is there a realistic chance that Brett Bielema is a guy, or should more likely just to have Mike Tressel take over? It looks bad. It looks really bad when one of their board members is doing radio shows and stuff. It just seems so disorganized that for one, that so many people came out before even being interviewed and said, I have no interest. Luke, you know, because I think of the respect for Mark D'Antonio, you know, went through the interview process, but I never actually believed he was going to go there. But just where are they going to go now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know Brett Bielema is a name that comes up. I mean, one that I would keep an eye on just out of the standpoint, you know where he's from, he has head coaching experience, and maybe he's willing to take that on as Butch Jones. If they don't go that route, maybe they have to take a MAC guy like a Chris Creighton or a Jim McElwain. But none of those choices are better than Fickell, and that's the problem. The guys that were probably the best choices, Fickell, Pat Narduzzi, Matt Campbell, Mel Tucker, they all turned the job down. And that tells me that, you know, a Fickell in particular – the state of the administration there might be a problem that has to be fixed before you can get the right coach in there.
Bill Bender, national college football writer for Sporting News, joining us here on The Fan. You can follow him on Twitter at BillBender92. We got news that Coach O is going to replace Joe Brady with Scott Linehan in as the passing game coordinator down there for the Tigers. How do you think that transition is going to – what do you think that transition is going to look like for the LSU offense? Because, man, I mean, you saw it, Bill. It was just absolutely lights out what they were doing this year on the offensive side of the ball. Like, how far of a drop-off do you think, or are you expecting for LSU if there is going to be a drop-off this upcoming year?
LSU is going to face some serious challenges. They lose a lot of guys to the NFL. They lost Brady. They're also going to be held to that standard that Burrow – put that offense up to that. It's kind of the same thing that Cam Newton did at Auburn, where they've been searching for that for a decade since it happened. You just have to accept the reality that may never happen again. I think the bigger challenge for LSU is absorbing all those losses. It's something that three programs in particular, Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama, have kind of mastered. You know, that whole we don't rebuild, we reload. Those three programs can say that. I think Georgia and LSU lost a lot of guys in the NFL, and they're going to have to prove that this year.
Bill, with it being reported that the college football playoff has now drawn the – I don't know what the word – I'm not good with English. But it's done a better rating than the Oscars. Yeah. What's that say about the state of the sport in general? Because, you know, 2 years ago, you would have thought it was the death of football, right? You know, with the NFL and college football, and people were going to go away from it. But these numbers keep exploding – for the college football playoff as it did a better number than the Oscars.
Well, for a guy like me, I'd rather watch the AMC doubleheader of Roadhouse and Outsiders like I did last night than the Oscars anyway.
I'm with you.
Those are two solid movies. And I have not watched the Oscars show since I can remember. But and I think just that the college football playoff, for all that we complain about it and we want to go to 8 and we want to do this and we want to find ways to bash the format, it works. The championship game is going to draw huge numbers because you're going to get a heavyweight fight. I still like the 4-team format better than I like 8 because I think you get those really good matchups. I mean, Ohio State Clemson was a true heavyweight matchup. Didn't go the way the Buckeyes wanted. Yeah, there were some calls involved, but that was as good as it gets as far as the semifinal.
Bill, I want to head to the Big Ten West here because last offseason, heading into the season, we heard a ton of love being thrown out there for Nebraska, maybe being the squad coming out of the West. They only rack up a handful of wins last year, but you do have Adrian Martinez comes back. Scott Frost has another year under his belt. What needs to happen for Nebraska this offseason and going into next season for them to accomplish what some people thought that they could accomplish a year ago?
Now you get to allow me to tease my content for tomorrow. So I'm working on this piece about 20 questions about the schedule for next year. Well, Nebraska, the last 2 years, they're 3-6 in September. They haven't really got off. You know, we all remember the Ohio State beat last year where Ohio State just obliterated them, and that was the end of the season. They play Cincinnati in September, which is kind of good full circle back to Fickell. I think that's a huge game for both. If Cincinnati wins, you start to look at them and say, well, maybe they go 12-0 and be that New Year's Day six buster. If Nebraska wins that game and takes care of Purdue in the opener, they could be 4-0 heading into October under Scott Frost, and then we will start to get on that bandwagon. So that's one of those games that I definitely have circled that probably goes under the radar to start the season, but could be huge when we get to it.
Bill, I want to go up north and talk about Michigan. I think this is a year. It seems like there's not a lot of talk about Harbaugh and hot seats and all that because I just don't know if they really expect to catch the Buckeyes at this point with Justin Fields coming back. But do you feel like this is a crucial year in the sense of can Harbaugh develop a quarterback there, right? Because he has Shea Patterson come in the last 2 years. Well, now he's stuck with guys that he has hand-selected, and we're going to see whether or not he can develop them into really top-level college football players at the quarterback position, and Dylan McCaffrey's going to have the first crack at it. Do you think this is a crucial year for Harbaugh in that sense?
Yeah, I think, you know, they've proven they can get to 10 wins. Their schedule's interesting because they play Washington right out of the go, Wisconsin early, and they get Wisconsin and Penn State and Ann Arbor. I think those are winnable games. They typically take care of those two when they're at home. But again, yeah, to your point, it's become two big questions for Michigan are, one, when are they going to beat Ohio State, and how far behind that the Buckeyes are they talent-wise? And that's shown up the last 2 years in particular. And then, like you said, I think the biggest difference between those two programs, other than a little bit of a talent gap, maybe a lot bit of a talent gap, is quarterback position. So, yeah, whoever that is, whether it's Dylan McCaffrey or Joe Milton, they're going to have to prove that Michigan can go shot for shot with the Buckeyes because, like you said, with Justin Fields, that off and the receivers that Ohio State just brought in, they're going to be tough to catch in the Big Ten by anybody. I mean, I still think right now, if I had to put money on it, I think Penn State is going to give the Buckeyes a better run for their money than the Wolverines as of now.
Bill Bender, national college football writer for Sporting News, joining us here on The Fan. Staying in the Big Ten, I think when I asked you about Nebraska, Minnesota kind of turned into that team out of the West last year that really surprised some people. They go 11-2. I know they had a ton of offensive firepower this year, but looking at Minnesota and what's coming up for them, what should fans be expecting kind of Minnesota to look like next year as far as just the offense? Do you think they're going to be as explosive and be able to rack up as many points as we saw them do sometimes this year?
Well, P.J. Fleck figured that out when he was at Western Michigan. If you have two running backs that can get you yards and then have a couple good receivers that are game breakers, which they had last year with Bateman and Johnson, and then a good quarterback that gets the ball off on time, you're going to be pretty good no matter which conference you're in. And it'll be interesting to see how they build on that momentum. I still think, as boring as it sounds, Wisconsin's still the class of that conference or that side of the conference with even though they lost some guys on the offensive line, and we're going to see if Graham Mertz can push for the starting job. But Minnesota's in the mix there. Nebraska could be in the mix there. I always think Iowa's going to pull off one upset. So the problem with the West is there's probably their 1-4 is a little bit closer than they are in the East, whereas there's Ohio State, then Michigan, Penn State, and then, I mean, I would argue Indiana might be in that fourth spot right now.
We've talked so much about LSU and Clemson. I'll get you out of here on this one. Alabama, they've kind of been lurking in the weeds since the college football season ended. We've talked more about Tua and his NFL stuff, more so than what Alabama is going to be moving forward. Is this going to be a reload the clip type of year for Nick Saban and his Crimson Tide?
Their defense needs to be better. Their defense wasn't at a championship level last year. That's going to be the key for them. They'd give up 40-plus points against Clemson the year before, and then LSU, Alabama the last year. Whether it's Bryce Young or Mac Jones or whoever at quarterback, they're going to be able to put up points with the guys they have. But that defense needs to be at a championship level. And another game to circle early in the season, Georgia goes to Alabama for the first time since 2007 on September 21st. That is the biggest game in the first month of the year. It'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Should be a good one. He's Bill Bender, national college football writer for Sporting News. Bill, love having you, man. Love chatting it up. Thanks so much for your time. Have a good one, all right?
Hey, anytime. Take care, guys.